Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Our spectral gaze through the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope has begun with Norwegian progressive rock metal band Leprous. We heard their full album version of Stuck, their first single off their newly released album, Melina, on Inside Out Music. With it being their fifth studio album, Leprous created Melina with the musical goals of making it sound more alive, more organic, and more dynamic. One can certainly hear the passionate effort and outcome of these endeavors through Stuck, with the mixture of prog metal instrumentation, energetic vocals, the skillful addition of electronic elements, and orchestral depth of strings provided by Raphael Weinroth Brown, the Ottawa cellist who guested on this album. Leprous will be heading out on an extensive European headline tour in support of Melina this fall, and Raphael will be accompanying them. I would just like to add a quick informative update about Raphael Weinroth Brown's newest musical duet project, Chemoncello. Chemoncello will be releasing their debut album on October 13th, available on CD and digitally through the duet's Bandcamp page. I hope to feature Chemoncello in a future show. I am now excited to finally play some new music by Stephen Wilson. This past August, Stephen Wilson released what is arguably his most accessible and his most poppiest sounding solo album in his discography, if you want to classify it as a pop album, To the Bone on Caroline International. He had set his sights on working on expanding his songwriting skills into a different direction than on his past albums. In this case, Wilson wanted to restrict himself to the use of conventional pop music elements, which includes structured musical forms and simple, expressive melodic lines. Other than the usage of these pop elements, To the Bone is still Stephen Wilson and is still progressive rock, the eclectic culmination and acceptance of all styles and genres of music. In particular, Wilson took strong musical influences from 1980s progressive pop, including Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush, Talk Talk, and Tears for Fears. I will be playing two back-to-back tracks from To the Bone. The first track, Nowhere Now, the sixth and latest single released for the album, sounds much like Rush to me. The second track, Pariah, the first single released, is a homage to Peter Gabriel's duet with Kate Bush on Don't Give Up from his 1986 solo album, So. In Pariah, Stephen Wilson duets with Israeli alternative rock singer-songwriter Ninette Tayeb.
Six feet underground, we move backwards now, at the speed of sound, we are nowhere now. Too much time to kill, too much wasted aim, too much everything, there's no need to think. Above clouds, I am free of all the crowds, and I float above the stars, and I feel the rush of love. Looking down at earth, it is luminous, observe. But we never learn.
tired of weakness, tired of my feet of clay. I'm tired of days to come, I'm tired of yesterday. And all the worn out things that I ever said, now it's much too late, the words stay in my head.
Comfort for me, it's up to you now. You're still here and you're digging again. That's comfort to you, it's up to you now. So pariah, you'll begin again. Take comfort from
Facebook, tired of my failing health. I'm tired of everyone, and that includes myself. Being alone now, it doesn't bother me, but not knowing if you are, well, that's been hell, you see.
Taking over your body. slowly I'm taking over.
An unexpected discovery in the CFRU Physical New Releases Library was Paper Parachute, the 2016 solo album by Ninette Tayeb, known simply under the artist's name Ninette, on White Magic Records. Subservient was the name of the song we heard from the Israeli singer-songwriter. I wonder if Ninette will accompany Stephen Wilson on his international To the Bone 2018 tour. Wilson has 3 Canadian dates already announced: Quebec City on April 20th, Montreal on April 21st, and Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall on April 22nd. The Purveyors of Free Will has returned onto SMK. In this show, I will commence a 3-show spanning feature involving the Purveyors, because there is a song trilogy that appears on his latest album, Blood Like Ink on Biden. This trilogy is called Return of the Red Queen. What is unique about this trilogy, when compared to other pieces by the Purveyors of Free Will, is that it was a group effort in composition and performance, with pianist Kaz Natola, guitarist David Chinnery, and vocalist Rachel Brennan. We will now start at the beginning of this trilogy, and when we get to its end over these 3 upcoming shows, stop. Return of the Red Queen, Part 1, Flight, Crisis, Awakening.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Odds Fish, and you're listening to The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, live from the University of Guelph, CFRU 93.3 FM on the dial, and on the World Wide Web, CFRU.ca. Stay tuned for more great music with your host, Nicholas Cooper, and look inward and beyond.
That extended song comes to us by White Willow, another Norwegian band, situating themselves within progressive art rock. In Dim Days, from their new album, Feature Hopes, on the Laser's Edge. This feature was a long time coming, having discovered White Willow off Prog Magazine's compilation CD from their May 2017 issue. Another examination is in order for Oddsfish in his new self-released album, Seafood Bubblegum, available through his Bandcamp page. Oddsfish provided me with the special FX Enhanced tagline that we heard before White Willow's piece. It is quite remarkable, personally, but I now have 6 taglines that various bands have provided their precious time in creating for my show, having started to ask around at the start of the summer of this year. To all these bands, including Oddsfish, thank you for supporting my small, independent, progressive alternative radio show. If any bands would like to send me their own taglines, get in touch with me through SMK's social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter at SMK Radio Program. Here is Oddsfish with the closing track to Seafood Bubblegum, Me and Inui.
Thank you.
That was Forgotten Fix, a new indie electronic synth rock quartet from Montreal. The song I just played by them was Insomnia, from their self-titled debut album, self-released this past May and available on their Bandcamp page. They are inspired by 1990s grunge, although their music is driven heavily by synthesizers, not just guitars alone. I have known about Metric singer Emily Haynes' solo music outlet for a while, known as Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton, but I had not heard any of her music until the release of her second full-length album this year, Choir of the Mind, on Last Gang Records. It is, as she describes it herself, a pure art record through and through, and is only for those listeners who wish to listen to it. It is her long-welcomed solo journey outside of Metric, compositionally and textually. Actually, it's pretty much the opposite path of musical expansion that Stephen Wilson is taking. Wilson is leaning on pop with To the Bone, and Haynes is leaning onto art with Choir of the Mind. To finish SMK's first hour, I will be presenting Legend of the Wild Horse by Emily Haynes in the Soft Skeleton.
Let me tell you about